am on my lunch break right now, so I'm checking in with you guys. I recorded something yesterday on my break, but then after I went through the episode, I didn't like it, so I deleted it. Guys, I'm super tired, which is why I haven't been recording much lately, just because I'm back at work. It's kind of harder. It was easier when I was out. Excuse me. If you heard a burp, I'm sorry. Excuse me. But it's harder to do it now that I'm back at work. All my time is pretty much consumed between 8 and 5, so it's a little hard. And then when I get home, you know, you got to go into mom mode. So I'm super, like, busy lately, so I haven't had time to podcast. I really want to get back onto my blog and start blogging again, but that's a whole other story. I got to start doing that again, too. So that's something I'll probably start doing, too. I did tell you guys I want to eventually start a podcast, like, and get all the podcast equipment, but I have not done that yet. I got to look into doing that. I get paid tomorrow, so I'm definitely going to look into that. Probably look on Amazon or somewhere to get, like, podcast equipment, just so I can set it up and do it with you guys and really take this podcast off the ground. And I know I said I was going to make an email link to my podcast. I haven't done that yet either. I know. I'm bad at this, guys. I know. I'm so sorry. There's so much I need to do to up this podcast game. Not that I don't get listeners and I don't appreciate you guys, but I want to take the amp it up a little bit more. But I'm gonna find time to do it this weekend, guys. I promise you I will get it done for everybody. So I'm just sitting in my car relaxing right now. This is what I do on my break. I eat my lunch, then I sit in the car and I just people watch people all day in a little small parking lot of my office building. I just watch people. I literally want to take a nap because I'm so tired right now, but yeah. So I'm going to give you guys a quick podcast. I feel like for me, this episode is powerful in a sense, because I feel like we probably don't talk about these things enough like we should. So I feel like it's not talked about as much as it should be talked about. Now, I talk about a lot of disorders when it comes to or mental health issues. I talk about anxiety, depression. My hands are so dry, y'all. Before we even get into this, I need to put some kind of lotion or something on my hands, because they dry. I'm sorry, y'all, but I went to touch my hand and I was like, what in the world is going on with my hands? They dry. All right, they're a little bit better now. I don't know what it is. My hands was dry just now. I was like, that is not gonna work. Let me put some lotion on these hands. All right, now they feel better. Sorry, y'all. My hands just was real dry for no reason. But, all right, now I'm back. I got my lotion on my hands, so I'm feeling better. So, like I was saying, I talk about a lot of mental illnesses. I talk about anxiety, depression, bipolar, stuff like that. But I never really talk about the major stuff that I think for me, what I want, this episode is going to be, I'm trying to get to the point because I don't, you know, only got 30 minutes left or whatever before I have to go back in. So I'm going to make this short and simple, but we're going to talk about eating disorders today. And the reason I want to talk about that is because, or should I say, probably eating disorder / body image, because I feel like body image is something that we talk about, but we don't talk about. And I really want to touch base and talk about how that affects women, affects men, it affects so many people in the world. And I never talk about it, because I want you guys to know that having bulimia, anorexia, and there's other eating disorders as well, binge disorder, whatever you may have, it is a mental illness. It is. And I want to say to everyone, I want to share my stories with you guys, and I want to let you guys know where I'm coming from. So, growing up, my mom and just my family in general, they're all about health. They're all about being a certain size. Growing up, that was instilled in me. You know, my mom grew up with her mom telling her, you need to be this size. My grandmother was taking diet pills. She was a certain size, you know. She had my mom. My mom literally was like 80. I think my mom was like 89 or 90 pounds before she got pregnant with me. And she was literally... You know, my family was really big on, like, how you had to look. I remember my mom telling me throughout my childhood, oh, don't eat that food, don't eat this. I'm telling you this because I love you. I don't want you to get fat. You need to die. You need to do this. Don't eat that food. People would say to me, didn't you just eat while you're eating again? I mean, that was instilled in me. I remember being in high school and going from a size 7 to a size 11 and my friends making fun of me and saying, oh, my God, you didn't got big, and me having to literally I lost all this weight in a month, you guys. I starved myself. I took diet pills. I didn't eat. And that's how I lost the weight to get back into my size 7s. Not proud of how I did it. But the world was like, you're losing weight. How'd you do it? You don't tell them the truth. You just tell them, oh, I'm just dieting. I'm just cutting back, you know. And so growing up my whole life, weight has always been this humongous issue for me. It's always been something that's affected me. You know, even now, guys, I'm not the weight that I want to be. I'm not happy with my body. You know, like I said, I had my daughter 3 years ago. I was 133 before I had her. After I had her, I was 155. Lost weight and got back down to 133. Now I'm back at 155. And some people may think, oh, that's not big. But to me, I'm 4'11". So I'm not supposed to even be 155. I'm supposed to be really way smaller. And I used to be. But, you know, your weight changes and shifts. And it's just, I go through these spells where I diet and I do well. And then I go through spells where I just want to go back to my old ways. So this time I'm determined, guys, on my diet to stick to it, eat clean, and do the right things. And it's not so much about the number on the scale, but more so about health reasons and just being healthy and being here for my daughter. So I think that's what we have to think about sometimes when it comes to weight loss and things like that. What I do want to say is at one point in my life, I was so sick and I really wanted to be thin that I was actually on a eating disorder website, a pro-ana website. I remember logging in, I remember getting ready to log in. And I remember it had these words. I can't think of what words it said, but it talked about foods, you know, how you shouldn't eat this, shouldn't eat that. And it was just, you sign your name and then sign up to be a part of it. And I always wonder who's behind these websites, who promotes these women to do these things. And I saw a movie on Lifetime not too long ago. And the movie was, it was about a girl. She was, I think she was anorexic, and her brother was also dealing with the eating. So he ends up dying in the movie, but it's on Lifetime. I can't think of the name. I think it's Starving in Suburbia or something like that. Quote me if I'm wrong. I might be wrong. But I remember her brother had been going on this website. And she started going on it. And the lady was telling her what to eat, what not to eat, and all this crazy stuff. So I remember her going to the lady's house in the inn after her brother died. And she kind of fussed at the lady, like, my brother's dead because of you, because he listened to your website. And the lady was sick herself. So you got to think, a lot of times people behind these websites, they are sick and suffering with eating disorder themselves, and they probably aren't well. So the thing I want to tell you guys is that society always pushes that narrative on us. You look in a magazine, that girl's wearing a size 0. She's a size 3. So we want to be that way. We don't see girls who are voluptuous. Like back in the day, Marilyn Monroe had that voluptuous curvy shape. Guys, I love Marilyn Monroe. I just thought she was so pretty back then. Just beautiful. And she had the pretty blonde hair. And I was like, Marilyn! Ah! I have like 3 or 4 Marilyn Monroe shirts at home, y'all. I love Marilyn Monroe. I love her. But everything about her, you know, she had confidence. She had the curves. And nowadays, that's not praise. If you got curves, people say, oh, she's fat. She's thick. She's this, she's that. You need to lose weight. You need that. People don't realize that a lot of that stuff we portray we project onto other people. It affects them. It affects their self-esteem. It affects how they carry themselves. It affects everything. And we fail to see that. So I know that a lot of times it can be hard, but even as an adult, guys, I'm literally, you know, struggle with my weight. I still don't think I'm good enough. I still look in the mirror and see a fat girl. I still don't think that I'm society's standards, and I still don't like who I am. And I'm telling you guys this because I'm going to tell you guys something. There are still days on Twitter, there are certain pages that I look at sometimes, and I don't look at them because I'm struggling or because I have this desire to want to go back to the starving myself stage. I look at them because I want to know what the girls are going through. I go to their pages and they're like pro Anna, pro bulimia, whatever. Some of them aren't even pro anything, but I just go through their pages and I read their tweets. And how much they don't like themselves, how much they don't want to eat food. They have all these problems in their lives. And sometimes we always say it's the food. But looking at it, some people, I've seen people do interviews and watch YouTube channels talking about eating disorders. And they have admitted that a lot of their disorder was not because of they wanted to be thin. It was because they wanted to have control over something. They couldn't control anything in their life, so they wanted to control the food. And I went through a spell in my life, guys, where a few years ago, I was starving myself. I wasn't eating. I was eating one meal a day. I was barely taking care of my body. And when I was asked about it, I said to my mom, I said, Mom, I can control I can't control anything in my life, but I can control what I eat. And that speaks volumes, because you can control what you put in your mouth, but you can't control the things that happen in your life all the time. And you know, I've seen enough eating disorder movies and enough TV shows, talk shows, where they have people with eating disorders, and it's really sad, but it's the narrative that the world puts on us, whether society wants to see it or not. And society's eyes, thin as it. If you're bigger than a size 5 or more, you're fat. They don't. And that's what girls see. Girls' self-esteem becomes little of nothing. You have little girls watching America's Next Top Model. Little girls who idolize these artists and idolize these singers and these models and think that that's what they should be, when that's not who they have to be. And a lot of people, it's sad, eating disorders have killed people. I've even Googled stories of men and women who have died from eating disorders. Guys, I'm so invested into this because I want you guys to know, it's not that I'm fascinated with eating disorders, but I do my research. I Google stuff. I look at the accounts I see on Twitter. I look at YouTube videos about eating disorders. I've seen talk shows about it. I do my research. And I do it because I feel like I'm one of those girls in a sense. I've been there. We've all been there. As a woman, we've been there. We've been hurt. We've been through the ringer. We don't like where we are all the time. And I think that it's sad that that's the projection that we put on each other or put on ourselves. But that's the projection that the world puts on us as well. And it's sad because some people do have parents that make them feel bad about what they eat. They say, don't eat that food. I've seen videos and stuff where girls have said, my mom made me feel like I wasn't good enough. When I was in high school, I took a psychology class and we did a course on eating disorders, and we watched this video, and I don't know the name of the it was a movie I don't know the name of the movie, but it was about a girl that had an eating disorder, and we watched the cycle of how it started and how it ended, and it was really, really sad. But yeah, we learned about all that in psychology. It's really sad to see. It really is, because a lot of these people, you know, a lot of these girls on the Twitter, when I'm going through their at names and I'm looking up their accounts, because some of them I just want to check in on them. I want to make sure, hey, is Annie still okay? I hope nothing happened to Annie, because you get invested in reading their tweets and you just want to know, is that person okay? Nothing has happened to them, because of the things you read. You never really know. And some people, their outlet is the internet. You don't realize that. We may not like that a lot of people with eating disorders may put their business on the internet, but a lot of them hide behind these pages because it's the only outlet they have. They can't talk about the eating disorder with their real friends. They can't talk about it at home with their family. They have no one, so they connect through this internet, and that's how they talk about it. And we have to realize, even though we want to help everyone with an eating disorder, we can't. Some people, you can tell them all day long, you look fine. And they may actually look fine, but in their mind, they don't believe it. They may have body dysmorphia, and they just don't see it. People have told me, hey, you look fine. You don't need to lose weight. My boyfriend tells me all the time, babe, you look fine the way you are. I don't want you to lose weight. And I say, babe, but I don't like what I see. So it's not about what people always can tell us. People can tell us all day long that we look good. If we don't see it, then that's a problem, you know? So for me, it was like, I never saw it. And, you know, so it's important for me. So I have to lose the weight for me. And like I told him, I said, babe, I have to do it for me. I'm doing it not because I need to see a number on the scale, but because I want to be healthy. I want to be happy. And that's what it's about. You know, if you're going to lose weight, try to do it for the best reasons. If you're going to do it for the scale number, you're not really, to me, that's where the eating disorder starts. Because once you start counting that number on the scale, that's when every week you want to see that number go down. When you don't see it go down, you're getting pissed off, you're getting angry, you're getting mad because you're not seeing the progress. And it becomes an obsession. So for me, I would tell anyone trying to lose weight, for me, I'm going to weigh in once a week, probably on Mondays. But I'm not so much worried about the numbers, more so about health reasons, like I said. So some people, you know, if, like I said, the scale shouldn't be something you do every day. Some people, they weigh themselves every day. I've seen it. You don't need to weigh yourself every day. Every day it's an obsession. Okay? Even if you are losing weight, it's still too much of a pressure to put on yourself. And I've been there. That pressure. When you feel like you have to be a certain way. My ex-boyfriend, when I started gaining weight, he would tell me, hey, I want you to lose some weight. I liked when you were smaller, because when we met, I was smaller. So it kind of put pressure on me to say, oh, I got to lose some weight. But then it's in my mind, I'm like, who am I doing this for, him or me? So if you're going to lose weight, do it for yourself. Don't do it for a man, woman, or anybody around you. Do it for you. Because if you're doing it for other people, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So like I said, he wanted me to lose the weight and do all these things. And I told him, like, it's only so much I can do. You know, so I at the end of the day, of course, me and him are no longer together, but I realized that I want to be with somebody that accepts me for who I am. And if I choose to lose weight, they encourage it. You know, they encourage me, they support me, but they don't feel like, I don't want them feeling like they're forcing me, like, you better lose this weight or you got to lose this weight because this is not right. This is not, you know, this is not what I want you to do. So it was really important, you know, for me to make up in my mind that this is something I wanted to do for me, not for a man, not for a woman, not for anybody, but just for Sherelle. You know, and that's the important thing. But I also want people out there who, if you are suffering with an eating disorder, to take care of yourself. If you need to get help, go seek therapy. Go to outpatient or inpatient. Do what you have to do in order to feel better. Because I don't want to see anybody on the news or on Google when I look up, you know, research that one of you have passed away. Because I've seen so many stories like that. I've seen a story where a lady talked about her daughter. The daughter had been bulimic for so long. They tried to get her help. Nothing worked. So her daughter says, "Mom, I'm going upstairs to lay down and to go to bed for the night." The mom says, "Okay, I'll see you in the morning." She goes to check on her daughter. Her daughter is dead. She dies in her sleep. Another story. All right, guys. Sorry, my dad called me to ask me about dinner. But anyway, funny how he asked me about that in the middle of me talking about this body image episode. But what I want you guys to know is, like, I'm telling you guys another story, like I said, about a male. It was a male, and his similar story, like I told you about the girl who went upstairs and died. The mom said the son didn't look good. He was losing all his weight, and actually it showed an image of him online. He did not look good, guys. It was sad. It was really sad. But he went upstairs to lay down. The mom said he didn't look good. He said, "Mom, I don't feel good. I'm going to lay down." She goes to check on him. He dies in his sleep. So you gotta, it's really scary to see that and to know that. But like I said, body image issues is something that it needs to be talked about, but we need to be more supportive of our friends or family who deal with that stuff, because not everybody likes who they are. We see a big person on public, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to attack them because, oh, that person is too big. Oh, that person is too that and this and that. You don't know, that person could be bulimic. They could be anorexic. Just because it doesn't show doesn't mean they're not. That person could be struggling extremely bad with trying to get help. That person may not like who they are. So when we bully them or attack them, and I see it online all the time, it's horrible. Like, people constantly bully Lizzo because she's overweight. And I'm like, she's a beautiful girl doing the damn thing. Shout out to you, Lizzo. And she's comfortable with her weight. Also, she's posted videos on Instagram where she's actually working out and exercising. Just because somebody is big and we don't see the progress doesn't mean they're not trying. Just because you don't see it right away doesn't mean they're not trying. I worked with a girl at my old job who was like, I'm telling you, she was like 200, 250, 300 pounds. Went on a diet in a year. She got a trainer, stuck to her diet, and she lost over 100 pounds. She looks really good now. She lost a lot of weight, so it's possible. And it took us time, but eventually we started noticing that she was losing weight. So it doesn't, you know, necessarily, just because somebody doesn't look exactly as small as you want them to be does not mean they're not trying to lose weight. But I want you guys, when you're trying to lose weight, do it healthy. Get a nutritionist. Or for me, what I did was, because I'm not paying on nutritionists again. So what I did was, to lose weight this time, I just pulled, since I saw two nutritionists in the past, I just pulled the meal plans and all the folders of information and paperwork they gave me, and I just used it. I used it for my diet now, just everything they gave me. And I just made up my own meal plan. I used my Fitness Pal to document everything, and that's what I do. I mean, my old therapist had me on a calorie plan of 800 calories a day. My other one had me on a plan of 1,000. I thought the 800 one was just too, it was too much. I couldn't do that. It feels like you're starving yourself. So my new plan is 1,200. I stick in my range all the time. And it's not hard. And you can, what it can help you too, you can Google your weight and height, and it'll tell you what calorie range you should do. If you're trying to do an extreme weight loss, 800 to 700 will be the best, but I don't suggest it because that's not healthy. I did it before and I felt like I was not eating at all. You don't hardly have any leeway to eat, because you literally, anything you document, your points, I mean your calories, are pretty much gone through the day, and it feels like you are not eating. So for me, for my height being 4'11 and 155, I Googled it and it said 1,200 or even just 1,000 would be good enough for me. So I picked 1,200 because I feel like for me that just works best. And I don't even, the funny part is, even though I have that big of amount of a calorie, I don't even finish it throughout the day. And then my app is always like, "You're not eating enough." And I'm like, what am I supposed to eat, a whole house? Like, literally? But I eat like 3 meals a day, guys. Literally, I'm eating 3 meals a day now. I snack. I have like 2 or 3 snacks throughout the day to hold me. And they're healthy snacks. And that's the easy way to lose weight, where you don't feel so much pressure. Like, if you don't lose this weight, you're going to be this or that or sick or whatever. So, it's the easiest way to lose weight, guys. It really is. If you just get a nutritionist or you get a doctor or somebody to give you advice. Like, I used to try to get my primary care to tell me what to do. And he'd be like, I've already told you. And I'm like, no, you already didn't tell me. That's why I'm still fat. But yeah, anyway, I just want you guys to be safe. And I want to talk about this because I feel like it's so important that we address our body image issues and that we talk about these things, because they do need to be talked about more often than what they are talked about. I don't like to see anyone lose their life to a disorder, you know, or this type of disorder. It's sad. But I've seen, and then some people see celebrities who used to be, who are really thin, and they freak out like, oh my God, they, like, remember Nicole? Does anybody remember her? What's her name? She played on Secret Life or Sweet Life. No, she was, remember her and Paris Hilton had that show. Nicole Richie, yes, her and Paris Hilton had that show. And she was kind of bigger then, but now she's lost a lot of weight. You can see her collarbones and everything. People are like, oh my God, look at all this weight she lost. You know, some people, you got to realize they lose a lot of weight. Some people are just naturally thin. I mean, they're, even if they're not naturally thin, because we don't have to think everybody we see that's skinny has an eating disorder. They don't. Some people have health problems that make them small. Some people would want to gain weight, but they can't. I worked with a girl in my old job. She could not gain weight. She was just a small little stick, and she wanted to gain weight so bad. She went to the vitamin store and got stuff to eat, try to take the gain weight. She was taking Ensure, but nothing worked. She could not gain weight. And then she got pregnant with her son. She gained a little bit of weight, but then of course after she had him, she went right back to being small again. So she just could not gain weight, and some people just can't. Their metabolism just burns fast and they just don't gain weight. So it's not everybody that's thin has an issue with weight, guys. They may want to gain weight, they just can't because of health issues. But I just want you guys to be safe. What I want you guys to know is that just take care of yourselves. And if you do see somebody online or in person that you know that may have an eating disorder, be there for that person. Instead of trying to say, hey, get some help, sit down and talk to that person and try to figure out what you can and can't do. Because I've seen people online say, on Twitter, they'll say, I reached out to my mom and said I want help for my disorder. My mom is not listening to me. Oh my God. So it freaks them out because they want help, but they're asking for it and the parents aren't realizing they need help. Or the parents just aren't aware. I had one girl, I looked at her page and she talked about how in her household, her mom was a disorder eater just like her. Her mom lost all this weight through surgery and then she's like obsessed with her weight. Her dad was a big guy. And then she's just got the eating disorder just like her mother. So it was like kind of a, you know, passed down from the mom to her. And you know, it's sad. Stuff like that is sad too, because it's situations like that. You know, I seen a documentary where a girl had an eating disorder and also her mother had it, and so she was coming to this rehab to get help, but the thing is they didn't want her to go back home because her mom had it, and they know if her mom had it she was gonna go back home and end up slipping back into old habits. So you gotta look at stuff like that, guys. And it sucks, but it happens like that sometimes. It does. But the reason I'm talking about this is because I just want to help girls out there. I don't want women to not like who they are. I don't want women to let society dictate how you carry yourself or what you can be or what you can't be. Don't let a man, don't let society, don't let no woman, don't let nobody tell you who you are. You are beautiful the way you are. Yes, we all have insecurities and we gotta work through them, but don't harm yourself. And if anyone out there is struggling with the eating disorder, please I beg you, get some help, talk to somebody, do what you can. Or even if you can try to help yourself a little bit, try to eat healthier and just try to figure it out so you don't do anything that's going to harm you in the long run. Because I'm telling you, sometimes with eating disorders in the long run they can mess your body up. I've seen people too where they'll tell a story or whatever and they'll say, my health is so screwed up now because of my 5-year eating disorder. My body's not right. Can't keep food down. Can't do this. And it's sad because in the long run, it does mess up your body. So you got to make sure that you keep your body in shape, guys. You don't mess your body up. You take care of yourself and you do what you're supposed to do. Because if not, you will end up in a bad situation. And I don't want that for anybody. So just try to take care of your body. Try to love yourself and get the help that you need. You know, it's really all you can do. I just want all of you to just be proud of yourself, take care of yourself, do what you gotta do. Oh my God, guys. But yeah, I love all of you. Just checking in a little bit with you guys. Wanted to talk about this topic because I was wanting to talk about it a few days ago, but I didn't do it. But I was like, let me discuss this because I just want to talk about body image and why, you know, and I'm not saying this is just a woman thing. It's a men thing too. But as you know, I love y'all. I love my girls that listen to me. And I'm all for woman empowerment, trying to help my girls and help my women. And you know what I mean? But I want to help anybody out there in general who listens to me, whether you're a man, woman, or what. I don't care. I don't care who listens to me. I want everyone to be well aware of the things I care about and well aware that I do care about you guys. Never met you guys, but you listen to me, and that's important to me. You guys are like my family. I love you guys. So when I do these episodes, I always do it from the heart. I do it because I know somebody can relate, or somebody is listening and they can relate, or they understand, or they're going through that, or whatever the case may be. So but also, guys, if you do know somebody with an eating disorder, do your research. You can research on Google. It's so, you probably can go to a library and get a book. I mean, do what you got to do. But that's why I always say, guys, research is key. When people don't understand any kind of mental illness, do your research. Don't just get on the internet or confront the person and be rude and nasty. Do your research so that when you are talking to them, they can say, hey, this is my issue, and you can come back and go, oh, I researched that. I know what you're talking about. I understand. I get it. They said this and that, and the person go, yes, you understand, you did research. Okay. Because then when we feel like we're talking to somebody who understands, the conversation flows and goes so much better. When we're talking to somebody who just doesn't get it, it's like two people, as I'm hitting my hands together, two people's heads just butting together and hitting and hitting and hitting against each other because we can't relate. But when we can relate, it just makes things so much better. So guys and girls, take care of yourselves. Take care of your bodies and do it the healthy and right way. And don't let society tell you who you are because you're beautiful. All right, guys, I have to go back into work soon. Peace and love. I will talk to you soon.